A security camera captures the moment two assassins open fire on a car on the streets of Yangon. Inside, the deputy director of the Union Election Commission, killed in the attack. Security's been tight in Myanmar's largest city since the military coup in 2021. And incidents like this, say the military, are the reason it can't guarantee a return to electoral democracy. Speaking to Al Jazeera in late March, the spokesman conceded that as much as a third of the country is not under junta control.
It is difficult for me to say exactly when the general elections will be held. Our intention is to include the whole country, which is what a system of free and fair multi-party democracy means. In order to do that, the voters and the candidates must be absolutely safe, without any stress, without any pressure or threats.
But those voters will also have limited choices at the ballot box.
This unassuming building is the headquarters of the National League for Democracy, what was the party of government, which has now been dissolved. But that leaves an enormous problem for any elections and the politics of Myanmar. Every election that this party took part in won an enormous landslide.
Recent changes in the registration process allowed the Union Election Commission to dissolve 40 parties at the end of March. Those parties that managed to register have strong allegiances to the military. And even they aren't hopeful a vote will happen anytime soon.
After the military coup, we initially estimated the general elections would be held in mid-2023. The military say it is impossible for them to happen this year, even next year. The earliest is likely to be at the end of 2024.
Those committed to peaceful demonstrations say they'll do everything to disrupt the electoral process. This protest leader, who asked to remain anonymous, believes that no democracy is better than a flawed democracy.
It's the same situation as in 1992 and 1993. If they hold elections, it means the forces of democracy are defeated. That's why we are trying to stop the coming elections.
The military is clearly in no hurry to call elections, and when it does, the polls will be on its terms. But the people of Myanmar also seem to have little interest in a flawed electoral process that'll do little to accelerate a return to real democracy. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Yangon.